You're listening to EPN.
This is Eric Dye for Facebook Radio, and this episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Facebook Radio is your program that keeps you up to date with the latest information on how to use the world's most popular social media platform, the latest Facebook news important to entrepreneurs, successful marketing strategies, security measures within the social media space, and much more. Today we are visiting with Sanford Lewis, the producer of a feature documentary on dance, contact improvisation, and intimate dance. He is also a career public interest lawyer focusing on environment, human rights, and shareholder rights. Sanford, welcome to Facebook Radio.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Hey, thanks. I understand you launched your Facebook page in March of 2011, less than a year ago, of course. Advertised at total cost of under $300, you currently have 3,600 Facebook fans. That's pretty impressive. And you also did a Kickstarter campaign this past December and raised $12,000, which is also very impressive. Can you explain your strategy and use of Facebook for building your audience?
Sure. Well, the first thing is that, a lot of people are making independent documentaries these days, and what I've learned from other filmmakers is you have to create your audience before the film is ever finished. So we have largely finished filming at this point as of December, but we are still in the process of building the audience while we're in the editing process. And really, I'd like to have at least 30,000 fans by the time our film is released, and so the beginning of an advertising campaign last March was a strategy to begin to create those fans. And we've really, we've gotten a good start with 3,600 fans, no doubt. We've used Facebook, we've realized we have two fundamentally different audiences: people who've heard of the dance form that we're making a film about, which are the dance form is called Contact Improvisation. It's kind of a niche dance. It's very well known to some people, but to many, sort of the general audience, it's not very well known at all. So one audience is the people that already know about Contact Improvisation, and the other is people that are interested in dance or related to things like the martial arts or yoga or meditation, which Contact Improv has a relationship to. So we've had to figure out different ways of advertising to those two different categories of audiences, which really even breaks down to more audiences as we started to get into the advertising. It was very easy to catch the interest of people that already know about this dance form because there's never been a good feature documentary made about it. So that audience, you run an ad and it says, we're making a documentary about this form, and they just, click on it like crazy. Easy to do. But catching the attention of other people has proven to be kind of a, market research project, and we've run at least 100 different ads testing out different messages and images over the course of the year. And we found that some work better than others, and it's been a very exciting process to figure out what works and what doesn't.
Well, how does this relate to crowdfunding?
Well, crowdfunding is when people are doing Kickstarter campaigns these days, that's a crowdfunding strategy. And this is largely a self-financed film, very low budget, and I knew that eventually I'd want to turn to the audience to help support the completion of the film, but I didn't want to start too early. I wanted to create an audience on Facebook first, and then after creating the audience, then begin to turn to the audience to say, hey, would you like to help us finish our film? How about if you buy our DVD in advance? How about if we give you online access to some of our footage in advance for a pledge? And so when we launched our Kickstarter campaign in December, we already had an audience in place, and we had an email list that was generated secondarily off of the Facebook page, and that was exciting, and it proved that it worked.
This episode of Facebook Radio is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people, but one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are lost or stolen at airports globally every single week? Even something as innocent as a spilled drink or leaving your laptop in the back seat of a taxi can spell data loss. 32% of all data loss is caused by human error, and even a single incident of data loss isn't cheap. It can cost $10,000 or more to recover data from a single laptop or server. Mosey Pro's secret is that it is unbelievably easy to use and affordable for organizations of all sizes. Companies like GE, Starwood Hotels, and Accenture use Mosey Pro to back up their data. Mosey Pro also backs up educational institutions like Stanford University and the Yale School of Management. Mosey Pro is easy to set up and use, saves you time, and costs up to 80% less than other solutions, giving you peace of mind and eliminating the hassle of backing up your data. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service available. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776, or visit moseypro.com. Sanford, so what worked the best and failed so far?
Well, I think one of the things that worked the best is that in terms of getting people to join our email list off of the Facebook page and website, it was showing them a video of dance and then saying, if you want to hear what these dancers have to say about this dance that you just watched, if you give us your email address, we will immediately send you a video of them talking about the dance. That was a really good way of getting people to share their emails. On the other hand, we tried to run a pay-per-view instructional video using the app Distrify, and it didn't catch on. It was a lot of work to put that video together, and there was very little uptake from the audience asking them to spend, say, $5 to download a video. We even tried dropping the price to $1.99, and still it didn't result in uptake. We also found that there were some audiences that were harder to reach than others. I think, you know, for instance, the martial arts audience proved to be kind of a difficult one to reach. I think they're not necessarily a dance-oriented audience, at least so far in our experience.
This afternoon, we are with Sanford Lewis, the producer of a feature documentary on dance contact, improvisation, and intimate dance on Facebook Radio. How did you keep the Facebook ad cost so low?
Well, what we did is we did a lot of sort of hour-by-hour experimentation in terms of both what ads are working. I really, I sort of monitored the ads on my iPad on sort of an hourly basis to see what was working and see what was sort of the least click-through rate that I could find that would be a sweet point where we're getting people to click on it without costing us too much. And I sort of developed the theory of sort of the drip rate of, I'm not going to drive the price per click up so high, but rather figure out how can I get sort of a steady trickle of people liking our page. And I think we found a good median there, and it ended up not costing us that much to get these 3,600 fans.
What will you do differently on Facebook and social media going forward with all that you've learned and experienced so far?
Well, one thing is I think, I actually recently decided to quit Constant Contact and move over to MailChimp, which is a free email service that I think is going to serve us just as well. That's going to save us $30 a month. Then I'm going to spend instead on another, on a Facebook app, Lejour, that I really like. That's going to really give us a great configuration, basically allow us to integrate more of our web content to our Facebook page, and I'm really happy with that so far. So I think those are a couple things that we're going to do. We're finally going to get a fan gate going also, so people have to like our page in order to see some of the key content when people first come to the page.
Well, where is the best place for our listeners to connect with you online and as well where they can find your Facebook page that we've been discussing?
Well, the Facebook page and really a fine place to connect with us is on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/contact, all one word, contact improv on screen. That's contact improv on screen. If they also go on to Kickstarter and search for our campaign there, if they search for contact improv Kickstarter, they would find our Kickstarter campaign and see a lot of the videos that I launched there. And our website is contactimprovonscreen.com. So any of those places would be places to reach us.
Very good. And in conclusion, any advice you could lend to our listening audience for Facebook marketing success?
Yeah, I think I'd suggest that, you know, you don't delegate your Facebook advertising to somebody else. That you need to, if you're doing something and you're the content expert, you really need to get into the weeds with it, do a lot of experimentation yourself, and to be aware that Facebook advertising is not just a way of getting fans, it's a way of doing market research at really a pretty cheap rate, learning about the demographics of your audience. It's really proved to be kind of an addictive, interesting tool that I really think has helped to sharpen our message and get the word out about our film.
Very impressive, Sanford. It's been a joy to have you a part of Facebook Radio here this afternoon.
I've enjoyed it very much. Thank you for having me.
Likewise, and that was Sanford Lewis, the producer of a feature documentary on dance contact improvisation and intimate dance. And the website, once again, is contactimprovonscreen.com. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook as well for exclusive content and a chance to get a mention, either you or your business, on future EPN programming. It's simple. Just type in Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and voila, you are there. This has been Eric Dye for EPN and Facebook Radio, and until next time, enjoy.
This is the ePodcast Network.